Education. Entertainment. It's Edutainment with the Data Doctors on News Radio 620 KTAR.
Do you think it's hot out there? We should see what it's like in here, huh?
It's getting hot in here.
Is that this song?
Yeah.
Sounds a little different.
It's the Oingo Boingo version. Hey, you're listening to the Computer Corner on News Radio 620 KTAR. We're broadcasting live from KTAR studios and, of course, across the internet through the wonderful world of the web, I guess they call it now, huh?
Yeah, they call it that. They've been calling it that for a while, actually.
And Marcia in Alpine, Texas, checked in with us.
Marcia. Alpine, Texas.
Yeah. Where it's cooler than Phoenix, LOL.
Well, except for the Middle East, isn't everything cooler than Phoenix?
Yes.
Yes. Actually, maybe like Bullhead City might get us a few times
right,
out of the year.
Lake Havasu.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, this time of year, we like to call it Furnace, Arizona. So anyway, if you're listening on the web out there, just chime in. Let us know. We'll acknowledge you as the show goes through. Let us know where you're listening from.
And if you're listening on the web, because you don't know how hot it is here, it's 103 right now, and it's supposed to get up to 113 or something today.
Yeah, but it's a dry heat.
It's a nice dry heat, though, yeah.
If you guys want to feel the way we feel, and you're not in the Phoenix metro area, go turn your oven on to about 400, right, and just let it get nice and hot, and just stick your head in there.
Or stand in front of it and open the door and feel the heat just rush out at you.
But you'll notice it's a dry heat.
It is a very dry heat. That's
comes out of the oven, that's pretty much. We live in a pizza oven this time of year. All right, to the phones, shall we?
To the phones, and Bill in Mesa with an Outlook Express problem. Bill, welcome to the Computer Corner.
Thank you very much for taking my call.
Thanks for being there, because without you, it would just be us.
And a bunch of other callers.
Right.
I understand. Outlook Express, I'm using Windows 98, second edition, through Cox Network. I have three accounts set up, and I can receive messages on Outlook Express from all three accounts.
Yes.
Two of them, when I try to send or reply or forward, I keep getting errors.
Yes.
Okay. You want to know the solution to this? And this is a very, very, very common problem we hear from tons of people.
Okay. How common is it, Brendan?
So common
that
it's really common. Here's kind of the deal. You said you were on the Cox high-speed internet service?
Yes, sir.
Okay. What the deal is when you send email messages, it doesn't matter who or what email address you're getting them from,
generally
you have to send via the servers of the network you're on. And what that means kind of in plain English is, because you're on the Cox network, no matter if you're sending from Cox mail address or from any other mail address, you have to send through Cox's servers.
Right.
So what that would mean in your case is, if you go in and look at the three accounts, the place specifically where you configure the servers, and you'd find that under Tools, then Accounts, and then click on the account itself, go to Properties, and then the Servers tab. In there, you're going to see the SMTP, or the Sending Mail Server.
Right.
Let me make sure now. You have three different accounts. Are they all three different providers, or are they all three Cox accounts?
No, just one is Cox,
and
the other two are different.
Just want to make sure.
The
okay.
one that is the Cox account is going to say, under the SMTP server section, it's going to show smtp.west.cox.net.
Right.
Actually, west. Isn't it?
No.
West.
Oh, yeah. It's west.smtp.
What I would recommend you do is
you're right.
Highlight that little, that whatever's typed in there.
Yes.
Right click and go to copy.
Okay.
And then go and paste that in the other two accounts for the SMTP mail server.
Just on the SMTP side.
Right. Leave the POP, because where you receive is different for each one, but where you send has to be the same for each one.
Okay.
So think of it as you get mail into your mail. Oh, this is going to get confusing.
No, think of it this way. You have a house.
Yeah.
And you have a mailbox for your house. And you have a mailbox at your business, and you have a post office box somewhere.
Right.
And you can get mail in any of those places, but all these boxes don't allow you to put mail back into them. There's only one mailbox for outgoing mail on the corner that you have to put everything in. Does that make sense?
Okay, yes, sir.
That's the way this thing works.
Okay, we'll find that, and I appreciate your help.
Dude, you're like a genius or something.
I guess the thing that confuses me is that it had worked wonderfully for a long, many months. I went away for about 9 days, come back, and now... Cost.
It's becoming more common because of spam and trying to combat that. So just take our advice there. It'll solve the problem, I promise you, and it's going to become more common. So others of you who are having that problem, just remember that.
Yeah, you may have gotten away with a so-so configuration in the past, but now here's the proper way to do it.
Thank you very much.
You betcha. It's the Computer Corner. Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney, a.k.a. the Data Doctor, special guest Garrett, the gaming geek here. If you got a gaming question, you can call as well, 602-277-5827.
Lots of show left. More your calls and questions when we come back on the other side of the news.
Do you want to increase your earning potential in the IT field? Do you want to expand your IT knowledge and skill set but can't afford to quit your day job? Well, Collins College has a new bachelor's program in network technology that can work around your schedule and give you the flexibility professionals like you need. Learn about programming, configuration, and the setup of Cisco routers, switches, and virtual private networks, along with configuration and setup of wireless technologies. At Collins College, they know your time is valuable and limited, so their network technology program integrates interactive online courses that you can take anytime, anywhere, along with the traditional hands-on on-campus classes, giving you the tools needed to work in any IT infrastructure worldwide. Online, on campus, on course, at Collins College. Call today, 1-888-356-7700. Collins College is located at Priest between University and Broadway in Tempe. Call today, 1-888-356-7700.
Hello, everybody. This is John Warren with Lund Cadillac Hummer Saab. I'm here with my good friend Joe Berrios to tell you the exciting things happening this week at Lund.
We have over 300 low-mileage, one-owner trade-ins, the largest selection of luxury cars you will ever find in the valley, and they are right here at Lund.
Now, the summer is upon us and vacations are on everyone's mind. What could be better than taking your new car on that trip you've planned? Well, Lund Cadillac will make your trip even better. This week, when you buy a new or used vehicle from Lund, you'll receive a Rosen mobile entertainment system complete with DVD, wireless headphones, and remote. In addition, you'll also receive 1 month's free rentals from Blockbuster Video.
You will receive two Harkins movie tickets just for taking a test drive. So for the best deals and the best selection, come in and see me, Joe Berrios, at Lund Cadillac Hummer Saab, 1311 East Bell Road, or call me at 602-942-4000.
Or find us on the web at www.lundcadillac.com.
Breakthrough.
Team coverage you can count on. The Valley's most trusted news starts now on News Radio 620 KTAR.
10:03, 102 degrees on News Radio 620 KTAR. Good morning, I'm Gail Bass. The search for two U.S. soldiers in Iraq has come to a grim end. Their bodies were found today northwest of Baghdad. They disappeared with their Humvee on Wednesday. The military is investigating. Let's go to ABC for a live report on the war on terror.
Missing since Wednesday, now they've been found dead, two American soldiers in Iraq. The U.S. military is not saying how they died. Another U.S. soldier was killed and four more wounded in yet another ambush overnight in Iraq. The military blames recent attacks like that on diehard supporters of the old Saddam Hussein regime. A stark contrast to the lawlessness in Baghdad put music in the air there last night.
Call it a rare glimpse of optimism that the country can someday return to normal. The audience got the message, and there were many tears shed when the Iraqi National Symphony broke into an old sentimental favorite called My Nation, known to all in Baghdad, which speaks of Iraq's once proud past. It's the first time the orchestra has performed since the ouster of Saddam. The 50-member group managed to stay in tune despite the lack of spare strings and musical scores. Tom Rivers, ABC News, London.
And I'm Bob Hart, ABC News.
National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice is in the Middle East to try to push the peace process along. Shortly before she arrived, an Islamic Jihad leader announced his group has accepted a conditional 3-month halt to attacks on Israelis, but two other militant groups appear to be holding out. The Federal Emergency Management Agency is closing the New York office set up to help victims of the World Trade Center attack. The Manhattan storefront operation will shut down next month after handling close to 200,000 cases. More than 5,000 people packed Atlanta Civic Center to remember a man they call a courageous leader with a big heart. Atlanta's first black mayor, Maynard Jackson, died Monday at 65. The 34,000-acre human-caused Aspen fire is now 50% contained, and fire officials say so far it's cost more than $7 million to fight. So far, 324 buildings on Mount Lemmon have burned. Phoenix police say the so-called solo bandit is dead after an armed robbery at a video store, a high-speed chase with Phoenix police, and a fiery collision early this morning. Police say the solo bandit is allegedly responsible for 27 robberies. And if you're one of the 1 million Arizona Public Service customers, get ready to pay more money to stay cool. Although it's been cutting rates for the past decades, it's asking the Corporation Commission for a nearly 10% hike in rates. It's expected to take the commission a year to decide. And in sports, the young guns are getting it done. The Diamondbacks extend their win streak to 9 with a win over the Tigers yesterday. KTAR News Time, 11:33. 10:33, rather. With traffic and weather together, Aaron Fleming will tell you what's going on the I-10.
Oh, yes, and there's plenty of construction. Westbound I-10 between 24th Street and 7th Avenue. Scheduled construction is blocking all lanes. Also, because of that construction, the 51 Loop 202 connector to the westbound I-10, it's also blocked. Also, a slew of problems on the 101 northbound Loop 101 approaching Bell. Watch for a wreck. The southbound Loop 101 at Broadway Road off-ramp. Watch for a wreck there as well. Also, keep in mind the 202, that's Scottsdale off-ramp. There's a report of an accident, but you're slow from 32nd Street all the way down to 24th Street. That's because at 24th Street, construction has the freeway shut down, and you're forced off at that 24th Street exit. I'm Erin Fleming, News Radio 620 KTAR.
Taking a look at Valley weather. Sunny today, hot with some breezes possible this afternoon. Look for the high to reach 113. Tonight, it'll be clear with lows in the 70s to near 80. Look for sunny skies tomorrow with a high of 112, and the heat wave continues Monday with a high of 111. Right now, 103 at our Uptown Studios. And with team coverage around the clock, I'm Gail Bass on News Radio 620 KTAR.
Live.
You know, news is a very, very competitive business.
Local.
There's a lot of pressure to be first. But we never lose sight of our most...